The 1230 Podcast.
All right. Welcome to the 1230 Podcast. This terrible noise you're hearing is a protein shake. That's what you gotta drink before bed. As an American. Come here, Hawkeye.
Yeah. Are you being lazy? Huh? Being lazy?
Alright, let's get this thing started, man. So, 1230 Podcast. What do we cover? A whole lot of stuff. And by that, I mean whatever in the frick, frack, snick, snack I want to cover. That's what I mean. I should probably talk into the mic. I'm just looking at SMRI Productions page. That's who I'm doing the podcast through. SMRIProductions.com. I'm just looking at the services page here. And, man, our boy Brian has done a great job. Brian and Jordan both have really created a beautiful freaking website. And they've done it for Endless Garage, which is my, like, little music project. And they've made great websites for the Red Chevrons and Josiah and the Greater Good. I think they're working for another artist right now. Getting his website together. We got music out on Spotify and iTunes and Google Play. I mean, those boys are doing some great work. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Hawkeye? You know what I mean, boy? He's looking at me like, why are you talking to me? You should be podcasting. Also, just to give a little bit more of why I'm wanting to do a podcast. I just like the idea of it. I like the idea of radio and podcasts. I've been listening to a lot over the last 2 or 3 years. People like Joe Rogan. I mean, that guy's nuts, and he has, but he has some great people on there, and he himself has some really cool ideas. He's very interesting. He has interesting people on, and he gets into some deep conversations. Do I buy everything that he is putting out there? No. I don't believe in everything he says, and don't agree with every single belief, but he's entertaining and worth listening to. So, yeah, as if me saying this is really going to impact his numbers. Go listen to Joe Rogan. A rather new podcast this year that started by Chris D'Elia. He's a comedian, stand-up comedian. It's called Congratulations. His podcast is really what kind of inspired me to move forward with this, because even though he already has, like, a set-in-stone, like, base, like, fan base, it was pretty easy for him to, like, get the followers and get advertisers on board with him, because he's been grinding for, like, almost a decade, you know, doing stand-up. So, for him to have a podcast and to have that kind of pick up traction pretty quick is, it makes sense. But, you know, I'm not doing this for the fame or fortune. I actually expect to make $0 if eventually I get enough people listening and reviewing and rating the podcast to the point where they want to, an advertiser wants to come to me and say, yeah, I'll give you half a nickel for saying some crap. I'd be like, cool, I'll do it. You know? Half a nickel. It's an actual form of cash. Hey, what are you doing, buddy? Okay, eating? Dude, it's insane, like, how, like, I'm hearing what you guys are hearing, and that's pretty annoying. But he's a tubby cat, so he wants to eat a lot, you know, so don't judge him too much. He likes to eat. He eats when he's bored, he eats when he's hungry, he eats when he's not hungry. That's why I don't put out a whole lot of food, and because of that, he's, like, started to ration out his food to where he'll only eat, like, once every couple hours. Like, he'll go over there and nibble at it for a bit, and then he's like, oh crap, I'm running low, and then he'll go sleep. I don't know what he's, like, getting all this energy for. Like, he's storing up energy so he can murder me, probably. I bought a laser, and at first he didn't want anything to do with it. He just wanted to eat and not pay attention. He could care less about the laser. But one day I tried it out again, and he lost his entire mind. And it was hilarious. And ever since then, when I come home, he knows where I put the laser. And so if he sees me go to that general area, his eyes get huge. And he's like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I was born for this. I'm going to catch that laser. I'm going to catch that red dot. If it's the end of me, I will catch the red dot. I am Hawkeye. Isn't that right? Yeah. Yeah, let me get a drink. This is going to go terrible if I don't drink it real quick. Oh, that sounds awful, doesn't it? I'm so sorry. I should have had this before I started the podcast. Oh, no. I don't want to edit this, though. I don't want there to be any editing. The only editing that should be involved here is if I, put music at the beginning and the end. Which, I should have a song. I should be able to make something for that. I might already have a track for this. I don't know. With Endless Garage, I have a lot of tracks that are just sitting there waiting for something to be done with them. Whether or not they're ever going to be used, it's hard to tell, but I'll go through, and if I don't hear anything that I like, then I will just make a new song. Something that sounds like what you listen to. So the reason behind the name 1230 is because, right now it's not even 11 o'clock yet, but the original name and the reason for the name was after midnight. I was starting to record stuff back in 2015. I started the 1230 podcast, but I haven't done anything with it. I did a couple episodes, and I really didn't like the content. I felt like I was trying to be funny, and it wasn't funny listening back to it, and it just sounded like I was trying too hard. But I've had 2 years to kind of just sit on it, and man, a lot's happened. If I would have kept up with it, I would have been able to cover a lot of, I mean, the election would have been miserable, the 2016 election, that would have been miserable to have to talk about, because there's so much coverage. Oh my God. And it's insane now. There's so much to talk about now concerning politics. But I'm going to try to keep this to where, yeah, I'll shed some light on some politics. I want to talk some about sports, not a whole lot. Definitely music. But I want this to be more centered around SMRI Productions and what we're doing. And then just my thoughts on current events. So this is going to do two things. It's going to motivate me to work harder for SMRI Productions, because it is just like a small independent business originally started by Jordan Owens. Started in his dorm, back in 2010, I think. 2010? Wow. 7 years ago. Yeah. Seven, almost eight. But yeah. Started a while back ago, and it was originally just called Sour Mash Recording Industries, and all he did was record music for local artists there, where we went to college. And I actually dropped out of college and ended up hearing through a friend that there was a guy on campus that started a music studio in his dorm room, and he knew that I played guitar. He's like, you should go check it out. His name was Josh. And so that's through Josh, that's how me and Jordan met. Craziness. And then Josh ended up marrying a girl, and 4 years later, marrying a girl that I went to high school with. And they have a son now. Madness. Small world. Small world. Chocolatey protein. But yeah, because of Josh, I got to meet one of my, best friends. I still chat with Josh every once in a while. And well, actually, it's been It's been a couple of years now, but I think so. That's a lie. But I still consider him a friend. But yeah, me and Jordan, we definitely keep in touch because we are running this company together, and it's kind of been small potatoes so far. But with the amount of work that we're putting forth behind the scenes here, it's wild, but it's starting to pick up a little bit of traction here online, which is really, really fun. Really fun. Really cool. I'm excited. Everybody get excited. But if you want to know more about what SMRI Productions does, just go to smriproductions.com, click on the services page, or services tab. They're below all the social media links. And I'll just read a couple things real quick. You are our business. SMRI specializes in comprehensive digital content and creation plans. We challenge creators to extract the maximum from their creations and then collaborate with them to bring it all to life. That's true. Along with this airplane that you're able to hear. Oh gosh, what was that? Was that a burp while I was talking? This is, you know what? Hold on, this is great. This is my business, and hear me throw up. Okay, I'm just gonna, hold on. I'm so sorry. I'll play some music right here. I'll edit in some music for this part. I'm gonna chug it, and I'll throw in some music, okay? Just bear with me. This is, like I said, I'm gonna keep it real. I don't wanna edit out and make it sound like I'm something that I'm not. I want this to be, okay, here's music. Oh, okay. Chug. Almost done. Really sorry. This is I put way too much water in this. Hold on. I can make it. Just I feel pregnant. Okay. Now I know like really soon I'm gonna have to pee. But yeah, anyways, SMR Productions, we are professionals, and I just had a goofy song while I was chugging protein, and I'm trying to promote my business. Oh, this podcast is going great. This is what you want, isn't it? Anyways, We'll help you with your website. We'll help you design these like beautiful interactive websites. We want to help you with having interactive content on various platforms. We also have events. Like Jordan does a lot of DJing services for local events where he's at, for weddings. He does live recording. There's photography options. So you can definitely inquire about those services. But then there's also the label. And we want to help you with digital property management, independent commercial digital distribution. That's a mouthful, isn't it? And one of my favorite things is mixing and mastering of production. So I'm the director of studio, and I don't know why, but I am. Jordan was like, yeah, you are going to decide stuff. And I said, okay. And really, he does a lot more recording than I do. I record more of my own things than I do anybody else, just to be honest. But that's just kind of the situation I'm in right now. Not only is that because of previous work and all that, but he's just had the equipment and had the time to invest in it, and he's incredibly creative and really talented with how he's able to make things sound like pretty much exactly how you want it. And he's done it with a lot of my music that I've recorded with him. And then if you hear some of like the stuff that he's mastered for these other artists, it's insane. He does a great job. He's got an ear for it, man. So yeah, if you guys want to record with us, give us a shout out. At the bottom of the services page, there's a list here that says, what can we do for you? You just put your name, your email address, phone number, and then put in the message, like, what you want, or what you're looking to get out of our services, or what you need. And, yeah, we'll be willing to help. Look, real quick, let's look at freaking Twitter, man. I probably check my social media way too much, like everybody else on freaking Earth, or everybody within the first world countries. Let's take a look. On the Twitter spheres of the universes, I know that earlier today it was trending that Carrie Fisher, like her autopsy report came out. And she was like, there was heroin, ecstasy, and like cocaine in her system. And there was like mixed reviews as to why, like some people were saying like, just let her rest in peace. Why are we even covering this? She's already gone. And then there was other people like, why would you be concerned about why we know about it? It's not classified information. We knew about Amy Winehouse. We knew about, Kurt Cobain. We knew about, I mean, it's just common that with a celebrity, things are going to, you want to know what happened to him. And I think, I agree with that. Like, if you're that iconic and you have made that much of an impression on people, is it really people's right? I don't know about that, but why not let people know? Otherwise, you'll just have a bunch of conspiracy theories that began to develop for no reason. I mean, they're going to develop anyways, but about Carrie Fisher, they shouldn't. I know that just reading about some things, she had a lot of insecurities and a lot of issues, and it was pretty obvious in her interviews with other people, and it was really strange as to how she kind of interacted with younger women, telling them, like, you better enjoy this while you can type of thing, or while you're pretty, or something like that. I definitely don't quote me on her saying that, but that's just pretty much how I interpreted how she interacted with hosts of shows. just some obvious insecurity issues, which we could blame Hollywood, but there's probably something that goes way deeper than that, you know? Well, this got really serious. But let's see what's going on right now. 15 minutes ago, DJ Khaled gets booed off stage in Las Vegas. Ooh. Wow. Festival goers were less than impressed with DJ Khaled's performance at the Electric Daisy Carnival in Las Vegas. The social media star has since hit out at the festival, claiming it was sabotaged. That it sabotaged his set with technical glitches. Oh. Cool deal. So right at this moment, The Bachelorette is trending. Better Call Saul. A lot of TV shows. So, like, nothing too serious going on right now. American Ninja Warrior. That's how you know, like, it's that time of night that a bunch of shows are on. Or, like, a bunch of people have talked about stuff they've watched. Oh, there's my fridge coming on again. Thank you so much, Mr. Fridge. It's exactly what I needed right now. Cool. Okay. Seth Rollins. So he's a WWE fighter. And he's WWE 2K7 or 2K18's cover superstar. Cool, man.
I mean, all the great features, the huge roster, but there's nothing like the man on the cover of the video game.
Oh, yeah.
Video games have come a long way over the years. I've been a fan my entire life.
Really?
Since 2K's come on board, they've really taken everything to the next level, from the graphics to the roster to the gameplay.
So cool. It keeps getting... All right. Congratulations, Seth Rollins. You're on a video game. You're famous. I don't judge people for liking WWE or WWF because there's people that watch The Bachelorette. You know what I mean? Like, you can't... I think if you watch The Bachelorette, or if you watch any version of that show, or really any type of reality TV, and you judge people who watch wrestling, you might need kicked in the teeth. Maybe just like a solid, like, not with shoes on, but like just a barefoot and just to the teeth. Not too hard. I don't want you to lose teeth. You know what? I shouldn't promote violence. Especially after me promoting my... I'm telling you, I'm not the greatest at promoting myself right now. Do not let this podcast represent SMR Productions. This is simply me, Skylar Burgess, making mistakes, okay? Jordan Owens is definitely more of the business-savvy individual. I'm just the random friend of his that he let tag along on this madness is business. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyways, I'm not responsible for the words and things. Just kidding. I'm very responsible. Hashtag I could live without. What are people saying about that? I could live without the weekly defrosting of my icebox. Woo, this crap's so interesting. I could live without air, but only for a very, very short time. Oh, that's so clever. I don't know why I sound like that. That was weird. I could live without ever going to the gym, and that's exactly what I intend to do. You know what, buddy? That is 129 likes, 44 retweets. That's not good. I love the gym. 129 people, including you, so that's 130 people. Man, that's a lot of hate for the gym. The gym is great. It's good for your soul and your body, obviously. I could live without self-righteous hypocrites. I could live without the Kardashians having a TV show. Too late. It's never going away. They're always going to be on TV. The Kardashians are going to be on TV as long as they're alive. Because everyone loves to hear about them. So I'm on Endless Garage's Twitter. That's where I mainly tweet from. I have a personal Twitter account, but I've stopped tweeting from that account because I don't see the, it's just too much. I need to stick with one. And Endless Garage is where I want people to be paying attention anyways. So if you want to follow me at Endless Garage, ENDLESSGARAGE. Yeah, my picture is of the Endless Garage, the Warhead LP album cover, and then the like cover photo or whatever is of my cat and social media stuff. It's pretty cool. I'm working on new music for Endless Garage. It's in like 1 year I put out like 30 some songs on multiple EPs. I started this jazz in 2015, and Jordan was like, dude, we should put this out as like a band. You should put this out as an artist. And I said, I don't know about that. He's like, dude, I like it. And I said, okay. So we put it out. And I chose the name Endless Garage because I use GarageBand, and there are endless possibilities. So, I mean, probably a terrible judgment call, because I believe that a lot of people think that, like when I Googled Endless Garage, a car, like a mechanic place, like a body shop pulled up. So it's probably going to be a really confusing name if it ever like becomes anything, but
magic to me to see a process that is so broken, a process that is so secretive, a process happening in back rooms, and everything that Americans dislike about politics of old. People working in secret on a bill that they're going to try to force through.
This is labeled GOP's secret healthcare bill harms Americans. And this is just being shared by, it was retweeted by Bill Maurer, because I follow him, on and at Fusion, which is news for the new America. I guess they're like a new,
have many people afraid,
new thing
about what kind of country we're going to be when you just look at the House version of the bill.
So this is Cory Booker,
values and ideals,
explains why the GOP's secret healthcare
massive tax breaks
bill harms Americans,
worth hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to the wealthiest, and at the same time cutting the social safety net at a degree that we haven't seen in my lifetime. The substance of this is frightening, but the process to me, it violates the values that I know so many of my colleagues hold.
All right, well, what's unfortunate is that all these cuts, again, don't let this represent as Samara Productions. These are solely my opinions. But I feel like in a conservative person's eyes that there are a lot of things that are being cut right now that are supposedly going to help boost the economy. And immediately I can just hear a left person being like, oh, so boosting the economy is more important than making sure that someone's grandma can go to the doctor. I mean, you know, it's a win-lose situation. It's a lose-lose situation, excuse me. It's lose-lose. I mean, you're gonna be ticking people off no matter which side you go. Someone's gonna get pissed, no matter what. So it's unfortunate. But what are you gonna do, y'all? I don't think we should get too worried about it, because obviously we've voted for these people, right? And they're pretty much gonna make whatever decision they want to in the end. I mean, people can flip out and you can do marches and you can get on social media and yell about it all you want. So yeah, I mean, do that stuff. That's what makes you happy. If you feel like that's actually going to make a difference. I definitely make comments on Twitter here and there about certain events. And even Facebook. But I don't know, man. I'm tired of being completely consumed in worry. I mean, that's not a way to live. Worrying about life isn't going to make a situation any better. It's really not. You can only do so much, man. You really can only do so much. So I'm clocked here at like 32 minutes or something like that. Yeah. 32, 33 minutes. I know I kind of let it run in the beginning. Some random crap. So this is a pretty long first gig here. I was kind of hoping I could just like keep it at 15 minutes, but man, I ramble. Oh, real quick though, something I think is really cool and I'm wanting to look into, just for poops and giggles, is that the Olympics is talking about like allowing the Summer Olympics committee or something like that is talking about having like 20 new sports added for 2020 in Tokyo. And one of them is stand-up paddleboarding. I only found out about this because I got a notification on my phone from the New York Times saying, you know, something about paddleboarding in the Olympics. And I was like, what? Really? But there's this article by Victor Mather. I believe that's how you pronounce the person's name. And the title of the article is, "Let's Settle This in Court. What Exactly is Stand-Up Paddleboarding?" And basically, the article overall is talking about... you have the canoeing industry and the surfing industry that are fighting as to whom paddleboarding belongs to. You use a paddle like you would a canoe, but you're on a board that's much like a surfboard. So this article came out June 16th, so 3 days ago, but... I think since then I've seen another article. I'm wanting to say I saw an article earlier today saying that it was decided that it's the surfing peeps. If people say that anymore, peeps. But the surfing people, the surfing crew, the gnarly dudes get to own or regulate paddleboarding. If it's going to be a sport based like if you're going to be in the ocean, then the surfing community should definitely regulate that. But if you're just in a freaking lake, I mean, it's pretty much canoeing. It's still water. It's different waters, you know. I think it would have made a lot more sense just to be able to, like, divvy it up a little bit. But I guess then it would be two different sports. You would have, and then there would be the battle of which is better or which is harder, which is more difficult. That'd be way too much for paddleboarding, you know. But the only reason why I brought it up is because I was joking with a friend. I was like, she was making fun of my Bluetooth headphones. And I was like, they're $30. And guess what? You're going to be laughing at me, but I'm training. And when I become an Olympian, you're going to be like, man, you know, maybe those goofy Bluetooth headphones were motivating him to become a great Olympian. And you know what? This is actually something I could be an Olympian in if I really worked hard. But it seems like I'm looking at this picture here, and it's got Australia's Michael Booth, who's on the far left in the picture here on this article, in the, and I'm going to totally jack this up, but in the Tonin SUP race during the fifth week of stand-up paddle Euro Tour 2017 roadshow this month off Lausanne, Switzerland. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I could be in the sport. I know that the like world championship is going to happen, I believe, in San Diego this summer. So I guess I would probably need to get on top of that. But I looked up. This is completely silly. And I'm completely and totally foolish. I'm not even thinking about just like debating. Like, do I feel like being an Olympian? Like, that just happens. But paddleboarding is such a new thing. I kind of feel like if I really... It's 2017. I have until pretty much 2019. So I have like 2 years. So if I really, really worked at it, I could probably, you know, legitimately be at least in the national... On the national scale. I don't know. It's such a big thing. There's a lot of people doing it. And to the point now where we're actually considering it as a sport. So, you know, there's like thousands of people probably training for this. So I'm definitely, I go to the gym a lot, about 6 days a week. And I'm in there just working my tail off. And, oh, do you hear that car? So cool. Your muffler could be louder, dude. Yeah, man, radical. But yeah, so I've been working out really hard for the past year and a half, and I've put on like over 40 pounds of muscle. Yeah, I went from 138, and right now I weigh 172. I was at 175 for like 2 weeks, and then I started this whole lifeguarding thing, and I've been shedding weight and fluctuating between 173, 174, and 170. Like, there's been like a 4 pound, you know, gauge there that I've been fluctuating between. And it's just insane. Wild. And I can, like, I see the difference. Well, at least I feel like I see the difference between 175 and 170, but that's just because, you know, I have to look in the mirror every day. But anyways, I've been training, but now it's like maybe I could really train for something like an actual sport and not just to, you know, be bigger or whatever. Cool. We'll see. I looked at the boards. And just for the board, you're looking at like a minimum of $600 or $700, and that's like for like a mid-grade board. I don't know what these dudes are using, but they all look like, I believe all these dudes are using like the same board, but I just can't tell, because there's like a board that you can, there's boards that you can blow up like with a pump. And then there's paddle boards that you can, that are just like, basically like this super styrofoam business. Obviously, I really don't know enough about it yet. I just started looking into it today. I just decided, like, really today I'm going to be an Olympian. So, you know what? You guys, just give me a break, okay? I'm going to be an Olympian, okay, Hawkeye? I sound like a madman. Oh, crap. I turned off my AC so that I could record this. And it is getting toasty in here. I think I've been talking for too long anyways. But yeah. Holy crap. It's 11:30. I have a test tomorrow. And I haven't really studied. Yay. So I should probably do that. So that's going to be the end of this podcast. Cue the music. And, yeah, before I go, though, go to smrproductions.com. Check out that stuff. Go follow us on Twitter, SMR Productions. Follow Endless Garage on Twitter, at Endless Garage. And, y'all have a fantastic night. Hopefully you're getting more sleep than I'm about to get. All right? See ya.